Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic, but before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Lord, thank you for calling me to yourself and then giving me your spirit to strengthen me, heart, soul, mind, and body, to work in ways that bring honor to you. This goal of being a model of good work in every respect make me realize how much I need you each moment, Lord. And as I grow in a life of doing what is right and true and good, help me grow in humility as well, remembering that you are the source of my strength. Amen, amen, amen. Well, today our topic is prove your faith with generosity. I know you say, what? That's right. You know, we all have numerous resources in which to share. Having a generous spirit does not mean simply giving money. Time is another precious commodity, and generous volunteers enable many organizations to function well. Hospitals, schools, missions, animal shelters, community centers, nursing homes, child care centers, churches, and the list goes on. But look around you. What do you have to share of generosity? Mean opening, handling, giving time, energy, and creativity, as well as monetary resources. Great is the reward of the person who generously gives whatever he or she has to help others with. And today, talking about prove your faith with generosity. You know, true faith is demonstrated when we look for ways to be kind and generous to those in need. Just think about it. You have faith if you don't prove it by your action. That kind of faith can't save anyone. Suppose you see a brother or sister who needs food or clothing, and you say, well, goodbye, and God bless you. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give them, that person, any food or clothing. What good does that do other than speaking it out of your mouth? What action did you show? So you see, it isn't enough just to have faith. Faith that doesn't show itself by good deeds is no faith at all. It is dead and useless. You know, the word of God says in 2 Corinthians 9, 6-7, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctant or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And when you think about it, you can go to the Word of God. You know, in Proverbs 11 and 24, one man gives freely, yet grows all the riches, another withholds what he should give, and only suffer want. You know, when I went to the Bible and read about the story, here he went over. This is talking about a poor widow. Give all she had. This is in the Word of God. And here she went over to the collection box in the temple and sat and watched as the crowd dropped in their money. Some who was rich put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in 2 pennies. Jesus called his disciples to him and remarked and said, that poor widow has given more than all those rich men put together. But they gave a little of their extra fat while she gave up her last penny. You'll find that in Mark, the 12th chapter, 41 through 44. You know, in the Lord's eyes, this poor widow gave more than all the others put together, although her gift was by far the smallest. But think about it. The value determined by its amount, but by the spirit in which it is given. A gift given grudgingly or for recognition, it loses value. When you give, take heart. Small gifts are more pleasing to God than large gifts when they are given out of gratitude. When you think about generosity, the reward of genuine people. Over in Psalms 112, 5 through 9, it says, all goes well for those who are generous, who lend freely and conduct their business fairly. You know, such people will not be overcome by evil circumstances. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. They give genuinely to those in need. Their good deeds will never be forgotten. They will have influence and honor. You know, even over in Acts 20 and 35, it said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We're talking today, prove your faith with generosity. You know, in Scripture, God's law reflects his genuine character. When you harvest your crop, do not harvest the gain along the edge of your field, and do not pick up what the harvester dropped. It is the same with your grape crop. Do not strip every last bunch of grapes from the vine. Do not pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. Leave them for the poor and the foreigners who live among you. For I, the Lord, am your God. You'll find that in Leviticus 19, 9 through 10. You know, but if someone who is supposed to be a Christian has money enough to live well and see a brother in need and won't help him, how can God's love be within him? Find that in 1 John 3 and 17. I want you to share your food with the hungry and to welcome poor wanderers into your home. Give clothing to those who need them. And do not hide from relatives who need your help. You know, we have some relatives that really need our help and some that try to play game on you. But you know the ones that play game and you know the ones that's really in need. And Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation is one that proves giving in faith with generosity. You know, some gifts are simple, too special to keep to ourselves. We should share with everyone, including those we love. You know, my bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have for both are infinite. You'll be surprised how you will be blessed. Don't hold everything so tight. Check your closet. Check some things that you're holding on for years that you know you'll never wear. Things you don't want to part with, things, but they're just getting moth. You're getting bigger or smaller, and you can't get in. So why not give them to somebody? Prove your faith by being generous to someone. Is there any among you who, if your child asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? You'll find that in Matthew's 7th chapter, 9 through 11. You know, every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light. Do what you can to help someone. Don't just throw in the towel. Be generous and show generosity every day. Be always giving. Have a responsibility to give. Plants, animals, even bodies of water all work together to create a balanced environment. We too must do our fair share. When you think about it, You know, the sun gives ever so to the earth. I'm looking right now where I'm sitting. The sun is shining through my window. What it can give so much to worth. The ocean gives in many ways. You ever go to the beach and you look at the ocean? The ocean, you know, give you so much. Give bath, give fish. You know, you have rivers, bays. So too the air, it give us breath. When you breathe, look what all God giving to us. When it stopped giving, come in there. Give by always giving. Who give not is not living. The more you give, the more you live. You know, God loves, has us wealthy, unheaped. Only by giving it is reaped. You know, the body weather and the mind is pinned up by a selfish rhyme. Give strength. Give thought. Give deep. Get pure. Above all, give love. Give tears. Give thyself. You will come upon a time in your life where you give. Always giving. And I find myself doing that, proving my faith. I'm always giving out. Giving here, giving there. Still trying to get more to give to more people. Who give? Not. It's not living. The more we give, the more we live. You know, God gave his all to us. You know, God compelled us all to give of ourselves in different ways. For some people, that may even mean giving the ultimate sacrifice of life. Have you answered the call today if he told you to give something to someone? Have you been doing what he said? Or are you holding back? You don't want to give what he told you to give. And we always asking God for an opportunity to give. And when he give you that opportunity, you don't share it. You know, every man should give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord, thy God, which he has given thee. I know all the time you may not have it to give, but when you have it, give freely. When you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord. And he prays wonderful interest on your loan. Don't you know you have blessings stored up for you when you're giving, when you're being generous from your heart, and you say you have faith? Today, become a generous giver. To become truly generous in spirit, we must change the way we think about our possession. They are God's possession. They only loan to us for a season. One day, we're going to leave them or they're going to leave us. When we say, please enter my house, is your house, my joy is your joy. My sadness is your sadness, and my life is your life. We have nothing to defend. Since we have nothing to lose but all to give, turning the other cheek means showing our enemies that they can only be our enemies while supposing that we are anxiously clinging to our private property, whatever it is. Our knowledge, our good name, our land, our money, or the many objects we have collected around us, if it would not have been for God, you would not have any of it. But who would be our robber when everything he wants to steal from us become our gift to him? Who can lie to us when only the truth will serve him well? Who wants to sneak into our back door when our front door is wide open? My. When you think about that generosity, you know God gave because he is love. It was the best he had to offer, which was love. The supreme gift, total gift, in the person of his son, he gave himself. And you're saying, while I'm on this broadcast, what can I give him? poor as I am, I don't have anything. That's what you're saying. You'll say, well, if I was a shepherd, I would bring him a lamb. And if I was a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? You can give God your heart. You know, instead of a gem or a flower, cast the gift of a loving thought into the heart of a friend. You can speak wonderful words to a friend. You may not have the money for a card, but you may sit down and write what God has given to you, showing your generosity to that person. The compassion person builds up his own reservoir of peace, confidence, creativity, excitement, and resourcefulness, and then generously share it all as an encouraging of others. Just think about that today. You say, well, what can I do? Even listen to your broadcast. Well, it's so much we can do to help somebody else. Just look around where you are right now. Don't think about you're not working. Don't think about somebody didn't knock at your door and leave a big package there to share. Look around your surroundings. You have something that somebody else could use that you've never used. Just think about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on a moment. Prove your faith with generosity. Well, we're going to play a song right here by Chicago.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
You got victory over the enemy. Somebody scream a praise right now.
your bruise taken under your feet. This is where he is. Come on. He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet. All of his power.
He's under my feet.
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 He's under my feet. All of his
plans.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
Every principality.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
All of his words.
He's under my feet.
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 about is it's under our feet. Today our show is Prove Your Faith with Generosity. You know, all our opportunities, abilities, and resources come from God. They are given to us to hold in sacred trust for Him. Cooperating with God will permit us to generously pass on to others some of the many blessings from His rich storehouse. So today, prove your faith with generosity to someone today. Whether, like I said earlier, whether you're helping at a hospital, a nursing home, a school, an animal shelter, a community center, at your church, a child care center, prove your faith with generosity. So many people are blessing you today. Show your blessing to someone today. Just remember the three tag words today in this broadcast was generosity, creativity, and faith. And next week, we hope to have another exciting topic for you. We're back on the air. We've been had some things going on, but hopefully want to hear from you all next week. So please tune in to Joy and Peace on next week. Have a wonderful week. Love ya. Bye-bye.